Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
All right, Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you this afternoon, broadcasting live from ATDC Showcase. Are we at the Academy of Medicine? Is that, have I got that right?
This is the Academy of Medicine for Georgia Tech in beautiful Midtown Atlanta for the ATDC Startup Showcase. And we got one of the people playing here is Landon Bennett with Ad Reform. Welcome, Landon.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about your relationship with ATDC. What stage are you in?
Yeah, so we are, Ad Reform is a ATDC Accelerate company. So I believe the next step up is Signature, but...
if you make it, right?
If you make
it, like Survivor?
I think it's a little bit like that. I've actually been at a previous company. We were an ATDC Signature company, and we graduated, so I've been through the whole gamut.
So you know how it ends.
Yes. Well, I know how it ends in a successful way, but I'm sure it doesn't end that way sometimes.
Not for everybody, but that's how it works.
Yeah.
So tell us about Ad Reform. How are you serving folks?
Yeah, so Ad Reform is an intelligent ad operations assistant. So what we do a lot of different things, but one of the things we do is measure and test ads, so digital ads. So we're always looking for what we call bad ads in the wild. So ads that, you know, pop-ups that take over the screen, or really slow ads or janky ads that we've all experienced. We try to focus on finding those and helping companies troubleshoot those. So we work with publishers and different ad tech companies within the ad tech ecosystem to help them do that, and a number of other things.
But so you help the company optimize their ads so that they work better?
Exactly. A better user experience for the people that are coming to their, you know, websites.
So now when you go to a company that has a janky ad, are they like...
Is that an official term?
Yes,
that's
an Ad Reform patented word, trademarked.
We got a lot of those types of words.
But so that, you know, you're like, you find this bad ad, and then you go, hey guys, your ad's bad. And then are they like, thanks for telling me? Do they say that, or they're like, what are you talking about? You know, my wife made that ad.
Well, so... So a publisher, well, hopefully their wife didn't make that ad, but their wife might have actually experienced a bad ad. So that actually happens a lot. We hear of companies saying that their CEO's wife was on the website and it was really slow, and ads were loading really slow on the page.
Right.
And so you know, the dev teams and the ad operations teams have to look at those ads, find those bad ads, and then troubleshoot why they were slow or what was wrong with those ads. So that's kind of what we help them do.
So your software can identify it quickly?
Exactly. And we previously were at, my co-founder and I were at another company called Rigor, which would monitor websites and tell you, you know, if your website was slow and why.
Right.
And so we were doing very similar things, but specifically for ads.
For the ads. So now, do you have customers right now?
We do. We have about 15 customers, low six figures in revenue. So chugging along, we're a bootstrap company. I'm very proud to be so. So
you're taking all the Rigor dollars.
That is true.
Reinvesting, doubling down.
Exactly. We were lucky enough to make some revenue pretty early on, so it kind of, we didn't really have to spend as much of our own money.
So then you were able to get clients. It's client funded.
Exactly. That's the way to go.
Now, how did it go about building your team? How'd you do that?
Well, the key person was Kyle, my co-founder, who also...
Is Kyle going to say the key person was Landon?
I don't know what he'll say, but he's definitely the key person. Without Kyle, there's no product. There's nothing. He's the smart guy. I'm just the one that takes it to market. So
he's the technologist and you're the business person?
Exactly.
So you couldn't code your way out of a paper bag?
Nope. I can't do anything. I can do nothing. But
So if something happens and they're like, you're the only one in the office, you can't fix. You're like, I got to call somebody.
I can't fix it, but I'm pretty good with words. So I'll find a way to kind of hold off the client a little bit.
For a little bit.
Yeah. hold them off a little bit longer until Kyle's ready to do something. It.
So now what do you need more? What are you spending your time doing now?
We're spending a lot of time on supporting clients now, which is great, but it does take up quite a bit of time. So we actually just hired somebody to kind of handle client success. So that's been a big thing for us. Obviously, we're always looking for really great engineers, and that'll probably be our next hire.
And then what did you learn from going through the ATDC program? Like, what attracted you to go again and say, you know what, why don't we do it through ATDC rather than just go alone?
The two things that I love about ATDC are, one, they'll put you in front of larger enterprises to pitch your product and potentially, you know, add clients, which I think, you know, obviously is super helpful. And I also love the network, too, of all the other entrepreneurs that are probably going through very similar things that you're going through. And there's been a number of occasions where I've reached out to different entrepreneurs in the program and, you know, asked them about, hey, are you using this, you know, product to do X? How's it been? You know, what's the cost? Or how you guys dealt with this problem? That kind of stuff is super helpful to be able, you know, as a small company that's trying to grow, trying to figure out what we should do about certain things. So
how are you going right now to the publishers? Do you have like a list and you're just calling people up, cold calling them or cold emailing? I would imagine.
I'm not a huge fan of cold calling, but yeah, cold emailing, obviously a pretty heavy content strategy, trying to drive inbound. That's been our best channel so far. Navigating the ad tech ecosystem has been a little bit tough from an outbound perspective. So we try to drive a little bit more inbound traffic. So we try to kind of create a community and through our content. And so that's kind of what we've been doing.
So you create kind of some thought leadership that the people that are publishers would be interested in, and then they get to know you a little bit. And then from there they say, hey, how does this work?
Exactly. And so we've done a couple of cool things. So like we built this free tool called AdsTextValidator.com. For those that don't know what AdsText is, most people don't. It's a kind of a new standard in the ad tech world where ad tech is fraud is pretty rampant, ad fraud.
And so you're kidding me. there's things where you get to charge by clicking, and there'd be fraud associated with that. Who would
oh
have thought?
Oh my gosh, there's
that,
so
that is, that's there's, shocking.
And there's multiple types of fraud, so it's very difficult to stop. But the industry has put some things in place, and one of those being ads.text. It's kind of like robots.text,
right?
And it basically will show like that CNN.com is allowing these companies to sell their inventory. And so they have this text file that shows all those companies that are allowed to.
Right.
And so that text file has certain specs that it has to meet in order for it to be crawled on the internet. So we basically built a tool that tests against kind of the standard specs and lets you know if you have any issues. And it's a free tool online, and we have thousands of users every month, but we get a lot of traffic from that. So things like that, you know, not just necessarily blog content, but, you know, free tools that people can use in the industry.
Right. And that's Landon's job to build the tools?
Nope. That's Kyle's job. Build the tools. I just promote them.
So Kyle's out there figuring this out, or do you say, hey, you know, it would be cool if there was a tool that did this? And then Kyle goes out and...
Landon goes out and sells it, and he comes back and says, I just sold this thing. I need you to make it.
And then Kyle...
Well, if I did that, Kyle would not be very happy.
So where is Kyle even here? Like, you have him locked in a basement with the Cheetos and Red Bull.
No. Actually, I was thinking about that. I was thinking about locked. No, but he actually just texted me. I think he's about to be. He'll probably walk in right behind me as we're having this interview and be like, what's going on here?
So right now you said you're self-funded. What do you need more of right now? Just more clients, more users?
More revenue. Yeah, I mean, again... our number one goal as a company is to build a profitable business. I'm a big proponent of that. If we can build a profitable...
What are the other choices? An unprofitable business?
There's a lot of companies. They won't say that, but that's what they're doing,
well,
right?
Well, they're not doing it on purpose.
Well, no, they have fun names for it, like pre-revenue.
Yeah, pre-revenue, or just raise a lot of money and kind of, you know, play around for a while.
So you find people do that? It's like a lifestyle?
I mean, just read any article online. Like almost every.
What about at the ATDC?
Well, I can't really speak on that because I don't really know. I don't know.
But don't you see there? Aren't they more serious there? I would imagine that there's a higher level of people that are more serious there.
Of course, they're serious, but I think there's this for some reason, there's kind of this idea, and maybe it was built on like TechCrunch, right? Like all these, it's sexy to raise money and do all this stuff, but in a lot of ways, it's not actually sexy to raise money.
Well, it dilutes the value for the founders, that's for sure.
Exactly.
And they could be booted out of their own company if they're...
Exactly. Everything becomes a numbers
right.
game, and the end goal or the success line moves 100 more yards down the field.
Right.
I think there's potentially good things about it, but there's also a lot of bad things that people don't really talk about that much.
Right. I mean, because you can, if you're business ends up being a single or a double, that might be perfectly fine.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be a home run or a grand slam. That's what the VCs want.
Yeah. I mean, you look at a company, and this is a larger acquisition, but a company in Atlanta, Pardot, was self-funded by David Cummings. He used to be our co-founder, I guess, executive chair or whatever of
at
my
Ritter.
Last company. Yeah.
Right.
So he bootstrapped that company to 100 million. I'm sure he had a lot of the equity there. But you look at like one of their competitors, Eloqua, I don't remember what they sold for, but it was just crazy amounts, right? But those founders didn't make it out as great as David did.
Right.
So,
because he waited a little bit before exiting.
Exactly. Well, he also owned all the equity, right?
Right. So, he had the time to do that because it was on his timetable.
Yep. And the culture was great there. And I think that was a big reason why. My wife actually worked there early on. And, you know, it was a fantastic culture. And I think part of that is it was about the people. It wasn't about the numbers and the money.
And that's something that's important to him is getting the culture right.
Exactly.
So if somebody wants to learn more, where can you get a hold of Ad Reform?
You can go to adreform.com. And if you want to email me a quick note, it's just landon@adreform.com.
And then the tools are there as well?
Exactly. Everything's there. We keep it pretty simple on the site, so you'll be able to find stuff pretty easy.
All right. Well, good luck and keep up the good work, man.
Thank you very much. Thanks
All
for
right.
having me on.
We'll be back in a few from ATDC Startup Showcase.
This interview has been brought to you by Business Radio X and PPRO. PPRO takes the complexity out of payments. For more information, go to ppro.com.